Firecracker classic. I heard nothing but great comments. Of course, a little toasty, a little warm. What else are you going to have with a late June, early July tournament? But your Rebels came through again. Your final tournament of the summer, come away with a championship. Really played well, didn't they?
Man, these girls did so good. I mean, all year they did. We started off the year kind of slow. But, I mean, we really caught on quick. And, I mean, we went to four tournaments this year, and we won three out of the last four. So they really turned it up, man. I guess before this tournament, we had a practice Thursday, and I just kind of told them what they've been doing as far as tournaments. Our first tournament, we went 2-3. The next tournament, we were 3-1-1. The third tournament was 4-1. I said, what do you guys want to do? What do you want to do this weekend? And they said, go undefeated. And they did exactly that. I mean, I can't ask any more of these kids. And, I mean, they pulled through and played great as a team.
Did you have some battles, some close ones in any of the games over the weekend?
Well, you know, our very first game was against Northeastern Havoc. And I would say that was the one that was probably the closest. We ended up on that 7-4. But we started off really hot. I think we started off and we were up 6-0. And then the last two innings, our bats just shut down. So we were still able to pull it off. And that's kind of how it's been. I mean, when our bats aren't batting, you know, we're going to struggle a little bit. But our defense was pretty sound the whole weekend. So that definitely helped. But, yeah, we just knew that if we were going to be able to pull that off, we were going to need everybody from the top to the bottom of the lineup hitting. And the next three games, they did that. So we ended that first one with Northeastern, and this was pool play on Saturday. That was 7-4. Then we played the Lincoln Rockets next, and that one was 10-4. So we ended up second in the bracket for Sunday, and we had to play Northeastern Havoc again. And our girls were ready. I mean, I could just see it on them. They were ready to finish the day, finish the season. They wanted to go out strong, and we played Northeastern Havoc again and finished that one 11-2. And then we're in the championship with the other Rebels, you know. So it was I knew the other Rebels are a great team. I knew we were going to have to be on. I knew our D was going to have to – everything was going to have to come together. And honestly, Rich, I think that championship game on Sunday was probably the best complete game we have played all year. So they did it. We ended that one 9-1, but yeah, I mean, top to bottom of the lineup, everybody was hitting, our defense was on, and that's exactly what we needed to do to be able to finish that championship. So yeah, it was a great weekend and great season.
Yeah, the games you mentioned, your offense really scored a lot of runs in all those games, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were on. If you don't mind, I'll run through the lineup real mm-hmm. quick, just because I'm gonna put some shout-outs to a couple of these girls, but the complete lineup was Bentley Porter, Emily Golian, Kinley Brown, Celia Coble, Cassidy Porter, Annie Wilson, Kinsley Morgan, Ellie Hartwell, Reagan Boyd, Evelyn Lindsay, and Anaya Powers. And we would not be a team without each one of these girls competing on the same team together. I mean, everybody gets along so well, and they feed off of each other. They build each other up, and, I mean, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. So,
got to mention your coaching staff. You had some really good help in the coaching staff too, didn't they, Jake?
Oh, they're amazing. I mean, Josh Brown, Dan Hartwell, Emily Orp, you know, she came on this year, had some help from Tessa Nelson. And, yeah, everybody just made this happen. It was a great team, great coaching staff. The parents were amazing. So, yeah, it was it's just a great thing to be a part of, you know.
Now, a lot of these girls aren't quite to high school yet, are they?
No, we got three out of the 12 girls that are going to be freshmen this year. Uh-huh. And that's Eva McCarty, Annie Wilson, and Reagan Boyd. And then, yeah, the rest of them are all eighth graders. So age-wise, they all move up together, and they all stay on the same team, so that's nice. But, yeah, we'll have three freshmen starting this year.
That's great. They'll get a chance some high school ball. And will this bunch, will you move to 16s or stay 14s next year?
We'll stay 14s. Okay. And that's why I'm so excited because, you know, this was our lower age division, and the girls came out and played great. I mean, we only had 25 games this year, and we went 17-7-1. So a pretty good season for being on the lower end of the bracket. And, yeah, I think I just see great things for him next year, you know, being up at the upper age bracket, and we're just going to keep rolling. So,
and next year will be a big summer for him because a majority of those girls then will be moving right into high school ball shortly after your season gets over next summer.
Yep, that's exactly right. I would say, you know, we probably have I would say maybe a half a dozen that are interested in softball. I've got a lot of girls that just love volleyball, and I think that's what they're planning on doing. But, you know, I told them the beginning of this year, like, we could do the summer ball every year until you graduate high school if that's what you want to do. I know some of you are going to play volleyball, and that's great. If you want to come in and play summer league softball, I'll be here. So hopefully we can just continue this setup here. So.
You know, Jake, we're seeing more and more over the last couple of years of teams getting their seasons done by the 4th of July. Is that, I'm sure that's kind of things parents like, maybe coaches like. I mean, sure, you miss it, and you maybe we should do another tournament, but if you get done around this time, it gives you a chance to kind of breathe a little bit before school starts, right?
Yeah, and like I said, we only had 25 games total this year, and I want it to continue to be fun for the kids. Not wear the parents out, not wear the coaching staff out. So if we can just treat this kind of like a summer ball game and, you know, not play till school starts and still give these kids, because that's what they are, some of their summer, I think everybody kind of stays happy with that.